Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 185. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug. Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome.
How's your weekend been?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Just doing stuff around the house. Nothing too exciting, but sometimes those are the best weekends of all.
Yeah, I heard you had a birthday girl over there. You want to wish her happy birthday?
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Samantha. My little girl's 25 now.
Yeah, she's still at the age where it's nice where you're still counting the years. You could still say how old you
right.
are.
Right.
You're proud of it. Yeah, I'm 25.
Yeah. The only thing is, every time she has a birthday, I know I'm 1 year older too, so that's a double-edged sword there.
But as long as we keep doing Disney, then we'll be young at heart, buddy.
There you go.
We're two youngins here. Pretty soon we're going to be, instead of having our margaritas, we're going to be having some kind of Geritol or something to keep us going here at the bar.
You're right.
So you ready to get into a little news? I had some good eating this week, and we're addicted to this mango salsa tilapia that we've been making. Have you ever had that?
No. Sounds good, though.
Me and my wife, this is 2 weeks in a row. It's one of those meals that's it's addicting. I hope we don't go for the three-peat next week because we'll have a problem then. Nah, but it's really good. You make this fresh mango salsa that you put on top of your tilapia, and it is out of this world, especially with all the fresh fruits in season now. Things are going strong. I don't know how your farmers markets are up there.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually the corn just now came out, the native corn, so they're all kinds of stuff at the local farmers markets.
Yeah, the Jersey tomatoes, you know, in July they just start rolling out. Like, everybody thinks they come out in April or May, but it's actually towards the middle to end of summer.
Right.
But, you know, when all of our fresh vegetables and fruit come out, it's happy times around the Davis house.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, though. It's like everybody can't wait for that first ripe red tomato or something and cucumber, and then once they start coming, 2-3 weeks later, you can't give the stuff away. Everybody's got a garden and, you know, zucchinis, you know, when those things, they grow so crazy. I mean, everybody's making zucchini bread and trying to use zucchini in as many recipes as possible to use them up, you know. It's just kind of funny. It's feast or famine, you know.
Absolutely. My wife makes these zucchini muffins that are to die for. They're out of this world. And they're all natural. There's no sugar added to them. Like, she uses natural ingredients to sweeten
right.
them.
Right. Yep.
They're incredible, man. I mean, but the only problem with it is, because you know they're healthy, you feel like you'd eat 10 of them.
Right.
And then really, because even though it's natural sugar, it's not good for you either. But it's better right. than having added. But you'll eat 3, 4, 5 of them. You're like, oh, they're healthy. Then you realize, no. Now you're overdoing it.
Right. Too much of anything is not good.
Nah, it's funny what you said. Every time I go to my barber, Nino.
Yeah.
Good Italian guy. His father's pure. I mean, he speaks broken English. Right. And every time I go in there, but he goes, he's a Disney fan. He loves going down. He goes, Dougie, every time I eat at that Italian restaurant, I feel like I'm home. He comes, and it makes me happy. I'm not speaking as broken as him, but he goes into it. He goes, that place is so magnificent. He goes, the food's so good. It reminds me of the homeland. He goes on and on and on. It just makes me smile. I mean, you ever look at somebody tell a story, like, and it's probably how me and you talk about Disney World.
Right.
When they, you could just see the happiness in their eyes and in their face. It's just like, oh, just keep going, Joe.
Right.
Keep talking about it, buddy. But he says the service is so good. He goes, it might be better than home. It's so nice, so clean, so beautiful in there. It's incredible. It's awesome. But when I'm the last few times this time of year when I start going to get my hair cut, it's the same thing. They got this, because they own two houses. Nino lives in the house next door to the barbershop, which is a whole house, and they only use one part of it.
Right.
But the whole backyard, they turn into a garden, a vegetable garden. So by this time of the year, they're making you go in there. You get a haircut and free veggies.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I used to have an uncle that, same thing. He had a garden, and he had so many tomato plants. I mean, he did this. He was into it. He'd sell the tomatoes by the pound. He had a little roadside stand, but same thing. Whenever you'd go over there, you'd inevitably leave with a satchel of tomatoes and cukes and peppers and pole beans, string beans, all kinds of stuff. You know, you just couldn't get out of there without it.
Absolutely. I know you're saying, I'm even leaving over here watermelons.
Ooh, nice.
Nino will go, if the store's empty, if the shop's empty, go for a walk.
Yeah.
And I know what he means. We're going out in the garden. He has bags and everything.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't do it this year, but last year I actually grew some watermelon plants, and I got the seeds from Flower and Garden down in Disney World. One of the booths was given away, you know, just as I forget what it was, but it had Mickey and Minnie on the packet of seeds. But they were, you know, them little mini watermelons, like almost like personal watermelons.
Yeah, they're kind of like a cantaloupe.
Yeah, yeah. They're even smaller than a bowling ball, maybe the size of a softball, I'd say. Maybe a little bit bigger than that. But yeah, they actually came out pretty good. I you know, took care of them all summer long and watered them. And then late summer, I got about 7 or 8 good, nice watermelons out of it. So just, even though the seeds probably came from Nebraska or something, the fact that I got them in Disney World, those were my Mickey Mouse watermelons, you know. I got a kick out of that.
I would have liked to see. You should have took some pictures of it.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't really think of it. And, you know, I had a couple of the seeds left over. I should have put them in this year. Even though they say you should put them in, you know, you should have fresh seeds every year, but I didn't.
And did you figure out how you know they're ripe, the watermelon?
No. What's the secret?
My buddy Nino showed me, and I'm almost sure. Don't tell me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to help people out there. Know how it looks like a cord, like an umbilical cord that runs to it, the watermelons?
Yeah.
Did yours? Yeah. How, like, you know, it just has that one feeding line to it?
Yeah.
If you touch that and it don't break off easy, you know it's not ready yet.
Oh, okay.
It's the way that it'll actually almost fall off.
Right, because it must cut the water off to it at some point when it's ripe or something, and it makes sense. It's pliable. If there's water still going to it, then it won't break, right?
Yeah, because he would pick them up and just move them a little bit. If it didn't break a certain way, like if it didn't fall right off, they weren't ready yet.
Right. Yeah, it's funny you say that, too, because the first couple that I picked, because, of course, I was anxious. But
oh, absolutely.
I was like, they got to be ready. They got to be ready, and sliced it open, and it was still all, like, white. It hadn't even turned red on the inside yet, so,
yeah,
you know.
You probably really had to break the cord, right?
Yeah, 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 now that I think back on it. And yeah. But the thing was, too, that you know, I just couldn't wait to get one, you know, and so then
I would have been the same
weeks.
Way.
Yeah.
That's how my wife yells at me all the time. Wait till it's done.
Right.
No,
right.
You sure it's not done?
It's like wait for water to boil, right?
Absolutely. But yeah, it's just funny the way the line runs across the top of the ground, and they're just laying on the ground like balls.
Yep, yeah. I my strategy was I bought a bale of hay, and I actually laid out the hay. I made a big mound for, you know, to plant the hill of watermelon plants, but I actually laid out some straw, some hay on the bottom, so I killed all the, kept the weeds down, and it gave them a nice bed to lie on.
Mickey to sleep good.
Well, and the water would drain through, and, you know, I didn't want them to rot or anything, so yeah, it worked out good.
Yeah, good job. Then now you got to get more of them and then take pictures next year.
Yeah, no, actually, I do have some pictures. I don't think I threw them away. I think they're buried on my phone. If I can come up with them, I'll throw a couple up on our Twitter account.
Everybody wants to see the knucklehead farmers.
Yeah.
So let's have some drinks here. I got two other little pieces I want to do before you get in the news.
Okay.
Please, everybody, we want you to join us in our Fantasy Parks draft. So I'll say it at the beginning, so at the end, if you cut us off and you don't want to hear my goodbye.
Ah.
But yeah, if you could, go last episode, 184, and go to All In WDW. He has two polls to vote on. The polls are still open, and vote for your favorite park. Not saying it has to be mine, but vote for your favorite park. Conroy Kingdom is very nice. He stole my Rose and Crown pub. I'm not happy about it. So, but anyway, and whatever the name Bob's Park is, it's very beautiful and nice. We don't know what it's going to be. It might be Bob's Water World or whatever he's going to call it. But if you could, head over, give some votes, have some fun, leave some comments on All in WDW, send him some notes on our fantasy draft. He'll be so happy to hear from you.
Absolutely. We've been having fun doing the draft, beginning part of the summer, I guess midsummer now, right? And we'll be doing this right up through the end of the summer and probably into the early fall. So, you can get caught up and listen to the back episodes. We've done three so far, and we have three more to go. So, like Doug said, comment, vote, and be looking for future episodes as we wrap up this extravaganza.
Yeah, even if you have to send them on Twitter, leave comments to me and Dennis at our site, WDW Main Street, our Twitter account, or go to All in WDW on Twitter and leave Bob some comments there. Just leave us your feedback. Let us know how bad we're doing.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
And then we also want to thank two of our good show friends. We want to thank Cheddar 2014 and Epcot at Night for both leaving us great reviews over on iTunes. Guys, please go review the show on iTunes. It really helps us out. It's our little thank you from you guys, for what we're doing here, if you really enjoy it. Or if you don't, go tell us. But please, leave us some reviews over on iTunes.
Yeah, that's been awesome. We've got, quite a few reviews over the last, I'll say, 6 to 8 weeks. And it really helps us out. And, those of you that haven't done it yet, if you could do it, as Doug asked, that would be very much appreciated. Those are very valuable to anybody that does a podcast. It just helps to get us higher in the rankings and helps people find us easier when they log on to these various sites to listen to podcasts. So, we ask that you do that for us if you enjoy the show at all, and that would be, like I said, very much appreciated.
Yeah, it isn't like it's monetary to us or anything like that. It helps everybody. It helps get the show out to everybody. We really appreciate it. You type in WDW, you'll see us going up the list as you guys review us. So we really appreciate it.
Exactly.
So you want to get into the news, buddy, now that we've babbled on for 15 minutes?
Yeah, just a couple things. Some of the big wigs at Disney are kind of trading places here. Disney confirmed an organization restructure that the vice presidents Dan Cockerill and Phil Holmes will switch positions. So that was announced to cast members that the current Magic Kingdom vice president Phil Holmes will be swapping with Dan Cockerill, the current VP of Disney's Hollywood Studios. So this is kind of typical in the managerial realm, if you will, of not just Disney but any companies. They shake the box once in a while and give people a fresh something a little different to do. So, this may or may not have to do with the pending construction that's going to happen.
That's what I think. I think it has totally to do with it. I think maybe they were happy with the way that Fantasyland went and everything, mm-hmm. the hub and the whole nine yards is going into Magic Kingdom. And Phil Hughes is better at doing the construction, or Phil Holmes, I'm saying Hughes for some reason.
Right.
But Phil Holmes, he might be better delegating construction aspects and improvements, and Cockerill might be better at running the park when it's at full steam.
Yeah, I mean, who really knows? And I always say this. I mean, I hear these names, and they are, Cockerill is familiar to me, that name. Holmes I had never heard of, but, it's just news out there that's happening, and, how it impacts the parks, yet to be seen, I guess. But
the difference is Holmes has been there over 40 years, and Cockerill's only been there for 20 some.
Right, only 20 some.
Yeah. So I think that they think they want the 40-year veteran to run the new, probably the new, all the new construction going on over at the studios. Because if you listen to Lou's show, it sounds like the whole park's being changed.
Yeah.
From what when we were talking on air, I mean, I never thought both sides. Did you, Dan, at one time?
No, and if you really listen to Lou and you have to, and he's very good at it.
Read between the
lines
with him.
Exactly.
He's cagey.
He knew a lot more than he was saying and that he can say, and I respect that. I mean, Lou has tremendous contacts in the Disney community and probably within Disney.
So.
Yes, exactly. And he would never sell out a source, and you know, or ruin something for any of us out here. But if you really listen to him, he was being coy, and he's familiar with much more of this than most other people like us that do these podcasts. So I'm excited. But yeah, you're right. They're going to be, you know, kind of like when the old World War II, you know, they're going to be attacking on several different fronts.
I mean, the studios is going to be really, really torn up in the future, which is a good thing in my opinion, because they can't take, like, the art of animation, that broke my heart. You know, the animation pavilion going down, that kind of hit me kind of like you guys with Maelstrom. Mm-hmm. But anything else except for Toy Story really don't bother me. And that whole, I mean, I love Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. Like, I don't think the studios would ever be the studios without the tower being there. You know what I mean? Now,
right.
But really, the Man Chinese Theater and Toy Story Mania, they get everything else. One man's dream.
You're gonna have a list 10 long.
No, but that's it. But the three of them, those right. three would right. break my heart. The other two would hurt my feelings. I know more people like Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower than us.
You got to add the writer's stop in there, too.
Yeah, well, we're taking that home anyway. You own that already.
Mm.
But do you still think I can draft what you call it? The Michael Jackson's? What is that called? Captain EO?
EO, yeah.
My brain won't even let me remember it anymore. I'm trying to get rid of it so bad. But if I draft Captain EO, can I get rid of it?
Nope. Got to stay active.
No. I just... So what's the next piece of news?
Let's see. This is just confirmation of something we've been speculating on for the better part of 6 months, it seems like. But the
6 years, it feels like.
Yeah. D23 Expo promises a preview of the Avatar project coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom. So we kept thinking that we'd get more detail about Avatar Land at this expo, and they have officially released information that says they absolutely will be... getting an in-depth look at Pandora and, explore what's to come for the Avatar project with models, images, and exhibits on display. So not only are they going to have a session that's going to talk about this, but they're actually going to have, like I just said, models and images and stuff. So I would think that Twitter will be cranking on this day as people get this information out. And I know a lot of times they literally won't let cell phones into these different areas, so it'll be interesting to see how much they allow the Disney fans to photograph, document, and then tweet out or Facebook out this information.
The photos look incredible. I can't wait to see it. You see the one with the family walking down the walkway in there? Don't it look awesome?
It does, and that's one of the original ones. It was released back, like you said, it seems like 6 years ago, but really we haven't seen anything new since those original concept art pictures or photos or whatever you want to call them. So, we're going to get a lot of good information and pictures and models and stuff like that at this expo. So I'm excited for the expo, if only for that alone, just to, you know, get some more information, and maybe we'll... understand how many attractions is actually going to be, and maybe even what some of them are called. And, I would guess we're going to get some decent information out of this expo.
Yeah, hopefully they start peeling back the onion, the layers, so we can get to see some. And the other thing I'm hoping for, we finally do get some confirmation on what the studios is going to do.
Right. Yeah. I would think we'll get a nugget or two, but I think Lou made reference to this when we spoke to him. You know, they really want to get their bang for the buck out of Avatar Land, and so to me that's the meat and potatoes of it. They may throw a little thing here or there about the studios, but given the fact that that's a little further down the road, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't hear a whole lot of detail. In fact, I know we won't hear a lot of detail. Maybe just a couple references.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, you know me. I've been more excited, as excited as anybody, about Avatar Land.
Right.
But I've been on board so much that I've been reading every little nugget I could get from it that – Now the studios is piquing my interest because I know I'm going to be seeing Avatar Land soon. You follow me? You always want the present. You don't know what it is yet.
Right, right.
It's over there wrapped in the corner. Nobody says you can touch it. I already started unwrapping this one now.
No, I hear you. But, you know, I put it in the same category. Like, if you go back a year when we knew pretty much nothing about Avatar Land, it's probably going to be the same thing with the studios. We aren't going to hear very much, and I can hear myself saying it. Wow, the expo come and gone, and or came and gone, and we don't know anything more about the studios than we did before. I don't know. That's just my...
Yeah, no, that's how it was. You're right. We were doing Fantasyland and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and all that, and they were starting Avatar Land, breaking ground. They were hush-hush forever on that.
Right. Again, because...
They're always like that.
Yeah, yeah. They give you something, and then they keep you guessing on something else, which... is good because it gives us a lot of content on the show because we can speculate.
Absolutely. I'm hoping maybe they'll do a little more on Soarin', a little more, you know, just open some things up a little bit more. I mean, I can read now I got the gift, but I can't take the cellophane off.
Right.
You see the game and you're at your aunt's house and just a kid and no, you can't open it up until you get home and play with it because you'll lose all the pieces. But no, I want to take the cellophane off. I want to see what's going on here.
Right, right.
And that's how I feel now with the Avatar. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, it's you know, we all thirst for this information, and, you know, we can't wait to see what it's all about. So we'll get some information, and there'll be some that we won't get, and we'll crab about it, but that's okay.
Well, that's what we do. That's why we're doing this, because
exactly.
We're nuts about Disney.
Exactly.
Another round, barkeep. I'm thirsty. I've been yakking too much.
Let's see. Update to Disney's PhotoPass site adds copy protection watermarks over images. And I guess this is just to keep people from, you know, cutting and pasting or downloading images from the PhotoPass website, you know, and then not paying for them. I think, and I never tried to do this because we had PhotoPass last time we went down, right? But I would imagine this must have been evidence of quite a few people somehow downloading the pictures without paying for it. So they're going to now put watermarks over it so that you can't do that, or at least there'll be this, you know, how they put the image that, you know, you can kind of see behind, you know, it's kind of muted a little bit. A lot of sites, a lot of websites do that. If you're searching for, you know, Avatar Land or something, you go to somebody's website, a lot of times... especially professional photographers that do that for a living, they'll put a watermark on it so that you got to purchase the picture as opposed to basically just stealing it off the site. So Disney's getting on board with that because I would imagine they've, in their view, have lost quite a bit of money with people just taking the pictures and not paying for them.
No, I understand that $6 billion profit last year is not enough.
Wasn't enough, exactly.
No, they got to do more, man. We got to feel for them.
Yeah.
I told you before, I think we should take a fund up, help them out.
Yeah, yeah. We should have a yard sale or a bakery thing and sell cupcakes for them and send the proceeds in.
At least we should put Mickey and Minnie on the bar here in the Main Street Pub and have a little where you can collection box and put it in.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, we'll make it look like one of those old cases on top of the train going back to, you know, conservation station. Make it look a little, you know, a little weathered, and this way people will want to donate. They'll feel bad for
right,
it.
Right, right. Tug at their heartstrings, right?
Yes.
Let's see here. The dates for this year's Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights have been announced, and they are November 6th through January 3rd. So those that are either have a trip booked or will be booking a holiday trip this year, you'll want to be aware of those dates. And kind of ties into what you were saying earlier, Doug, with the pending Hollywood Studios construction. At least we know through the first of the year they won't be touching the Streets of America, because this Osborne Lights is going to run as per usual. So if something's going to happen over there soon, it won't be sooner than the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that makes me... I was just going to say, I like the show. I'm happy about the Osborne Lights, but it kind of disappointed me because it makes me know that they're going to be 3 months more without doing anything. You know what I mean? And it's like, I thought when this went away... didn't this go away last year?
No.
Wasn't it announced? No, that's what it was. They made an announcement. They weren't sure if it was coming this year.
Right.
And now it is.
Right.
Originally, there was an announcement that this was not going to be here this year.
Wow.
Yeah, there was something I read, an article that I was reading, and maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, I know.
There was I don't know if it was contracts with them or if it was just because construction, but I thought it was not going to be here because of construction. And maybe things got moved around that they allowed it for another year, because that's what I read.
Yeah, what I don't remember, Doug, and I heard similar things too, but I don't know if that was just speculation from the Disney community or that was an actual release from, Walt Disney World. I don't remember, but there was some talk of that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think it was one of the papers, one of the Florida papers I was reading, because you know how I go through all their papers mm-hmm. and their travel. And then I also get, in the agency, we get newsletters on travel.
Right.
And
right.
we get them on the Disney, and they do rumors and stuff like that. It might have been in the office, but I did read that this wasn't going to be here this year. So when this came up,
right.
I was shocked to see that it was coming back. I mean, I'm happy. It's a beautiful show.
Right, right.
But the only thing that disappoints me is I know construction ain't going on.
Well, I'll go out on a limb here, and I'll say, if you really want to see this, this might be the year to see it, because it probably definitely won't be back next year, at least in its current location. Now, whether or not they find some place to put this elsewhere, either within the studios or in one of the other parks or downtown.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How cool would it be downtown?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know,
but it's such a popular show. Maybe they just put it on ice for a year or two and say, look, it's not going away. It's just, going to be put in mothballs till this construction's over. Then we'll, resume with the show. But we'll see how they handle that. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I don't want to see it. I hope it does come back. But, I don't think it could ever come back. If the work gets done that they're predicting, I don't think it'll ever be back in its current form. So, like you said, go see it.
Right, right, exactly. Let's see here. United World Soccer reopens in a new location at Disney Springs Westside.
Football's back.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
My favorite store. Yeah, the store has occupied a couple of locations since originally opened at Downtown Disney back in May of 2014. The original store was between D Street and Candy Cauldron. I remember that. Then it was closed in March of 2015 to make way for the Marvel Superhero Headquarters store, which I haven't seen yet. Now it now occupies the former Hapoli, I remember trying to say that, store between Sunglass Icon and Sosa Cigars. So it really just moved down towards Cirque du Soleil a little bit is what it boils down to, as far as I can see here. So that's
I'm happy about it. I think it's a cool store. I've seen the photos and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm wondering if this one, because it looks a little nicer from everything I'm seeing, it means it's going to be permanent now. It won't be moving for a third time.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny. Nothing's ever permanent at Disney World, but I think you're right, Doug, that it's probably going to be there for the foreseeable future. I can't imagine they'd move it again, but hey, who knows?
No, I hope not. I like it. I think it's a good thing because you got a lot of international, people that love soccer. And after the girls winning, and congratulations to the girls, our U.S. soccer team for winning the medal at the cup here. And I was proud of them. I watched it. Did you see that? Did you see that game?
I watched the second half. I did.
Okay. I didn't know. Did you see that goal she made? That girl's from right up the street here.
Mm-hmm.
She lives right 10 minutes from my house. If a 40 or 50 yard goal kicked over the goaltender,
yeah,
I was like,
crazy.
Oh, you knew we were done then. I mean, you knew they were done then. There was no chance they were coming back to
right.
beat us. Yeah. It was awesome. That was one of those games that you love because there was no stress.
Right, right. You could just kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, kick back, dance. you're happy. There's no way you're going to lose now. And that's hard here in the Philadelphia area because we always find a way to lose.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. Oh, go ahead.
Good. No, finish up.
I was just going to say the last story I have, and then if you have something you can throw on top. But finally, and this will make a lot of people happy, especially those that are green. Update to My Disney Experience website addresses common Magic Band complaint. And basically what has happened or what will happen is you'll have the option to opt out of receiving an additional Magic Band. So those that have been complaining about having these Magic Band trees at home and they have 29 magic bands just lying around, you can not have that anymore, because you're going to be able to, when you fill in your vacation information, you will be able to opt out and they will not send you a new magic band. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm kind of on the fence as a TA, because what's going to happen is now one of my clients who doesn't have a band is going to think they don't need a band, and they're not going to want a band, or they're going to not fill the box in, and next thing you know, they're not going to get their band.
Right, right.
So I can see trouble brewing. I don't understand. Like, what's the big deal? Cut it up and throw it out.
Well, the big deal, well,
your old ones.
Unless you got to opt out of it. So what that means is you're going to get one. If you do nothing at all, you are going to get a band. You have to physically.
But what if you get the silly person that opts out of it, not understanding the site as hard as the site can be?
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting at.
Right.
Somebody's going to opt out that didn't mean to.
Yeah. Well, you can't
save people.
And
then I'm going to get the phone call. Yeah, then I'm going to get the phone call. When is my band's coming?
Right, right. Well,
yeah, that I could see. And then the other thing is my point is, like, I get what you're saying in a way, in a perfect world, but why is it bother you that you get these bands?
Because ultimately, we're all paying for them. So whether you throw them away.
You're still going, they're not going to give you your money back.
No, and I don't want my money back. But maybe you get, you know, a buck off your vacation package or something. I mean, them nice boxes they send them in and everything, you know, everyone says, oh, that's so cool. I love it. The Incredibles.
I do love it.
If it costs $1.50, they're charging you because they got to send it in such a nice box. I'd rather it come in a plain brown envelope. I don't need something fancy.
But the point is, they're going to, even if they stop sending anybody, the only reason they're doing this is because it's more money they're going to make. They're not going to cut anything back. You're not going to save a red cent. Everything's going to go up as what the corporation tells them they should. I get what you're saying. Perfect world, they would give us a break. If you didn't get your bands, they would say it's going to be $10 a person less.
Right.
But no, that ain't going to happen. It's just going to be 10 more bucks a person in Disney's pocket. The bottom line is, why can't you just destroy your own old bands?
Yeah, it's like I said when I started the story, Doug. It's for the greenies. It's wasteful to do that. There's no need to make all these. There's plastic in it. There's rubber. There's some sort of, I don't know what the chip is made out of or whatever. But there's no reason to produce probably hundreds of thousands of these that people already have an AP, magic band or whatever.
Pen.
Yeah, there's just no need of it.
Yeah, well, my thing is you ain't saving anything. You ain't even going to save the planet. They're still going to make them. They're going to waste it on something else.
Well, I mean, like I said, you're right, Doug. And people, you know, some people will screw it up, no doubt about it. But when you think about how difficult it is for the first time at a timer to figure out this whole Magic Band and iMagic Plus, it's just another checkbox on there. So, yeah, to me, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, to me and you. When you get the 7-5, and this is what I love doing, and I'm not even being upset here, but like, I'll have clients that'll call me 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and I'm not upset because I understand it.
Right.
This is where the loopholes that Disney did wrong, that they don't allow you to do it for them. They want the guests to do their My Disney Experience, and I understand it because it starts their trip early.
Right.
But I'm telling you, this has been the biggest jambalaya of mess because nobody gets it. It's like, I can't tell you how. Luckily, I found a number where I can call,
right,
and it's tech support, and I can give the reservation number, and I can actually go in now, and I do it for all my clients to make sure they filled everything out right.
Right. Well,
without them knowing they filled it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they go in and look at their setup and see that they did order their bands, they did start their dining reservations, because I get 6-7 phone calls for the they're not sending me. I can't get to the bands. Where's the band part?
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
To find the stuff.
Oh no, I hear you. I mean, I know you've teased me about this over the years or whatever. I mean, you don't have to sell me on it. I'll gladly go back to my paper pass and I'll get rid of the whole My Magic Band and all that and just do it the old way, because I tend to hearken back to the old school stuff. So I don't have a problem with that.
And I know you do. And I mean, and all this yelling and complaining, I like the bands better because I'm more the tech guy. I like computer games and stuff like that. I like the new stuff. That's why I don't yell. I mean, I'm not as nostalgic as you, but I kind of am. Like, I love the old rides and all that stuff. But I thought the bands made it great. There was nothing better than walking out to my truck and forgetting my wallet and then seeing my band on my arm during the last trip.
Right, right.
You don't know how many times the wife was in the shower and I was locked out on the front porch. You know, or in the back. You know
right,
what I'm saying.
Right.
The TV's on. Yep. The curtain's pulled across. She's in there blow-drying her hair, and Doug's stuck out in the humidity for an hour. Where are you? Why are you all wet? Did you take a shower? No, I've been standing out front waiting for you to open the door.
Right, right. So. I mean, it's one of those things. Every time they tweak this, you're right. It does have an impact because just when we figure it out and we kind of know the system, quote-unquote, it changes again. So, but like I said, the good thing is, unless you, you know, if you don't know any, if you didn't even know about this story and you just kept doing things the way you've been doing them the last couple of years, you'd be good. You'd still get your magic band no matter what because you got to physically opt out of this to not get one, I guess. So
well, I'm hoping that my client don't push the button.
Well,
because I tend to get that guy or girl. So,
but
in Congaloosh, did you see the last pit of steels down? From the Adventures Club.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Steel.
Yeah, there was just a couple pictures up there, and I blew by that story. But, yeah, I guess they get the skin off the building, and demolition continues.
Yeah, it's down to the bare studs. It looks pretty crazy, though, don't it? You can see right through the building.
Yeah, it looks different than I envisioned it from the outside. When everything was on it, I didn't think it looked anything like that. So
it looks like a rotunda,
yeah,
don't it?
Yeah, it is. Very interesting.
But Congaloosh to you then.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Yeah, me and you weren't big Congaloosh fans. Were you a big one?
No. I didn't have a big love for that place, but a lot of people did.
No, I understood it. It just wasn't me. It wasn't my wife, really.
Right.
You
right.
couldn't get her involved in that if you paid her. Yeah, that's why Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor is almost out of the question most of the time.
Right, right. You don't want to take a chance of being that guy or that girl.
Oh, if she gets picked, my trip will be done for the week. She'll be yelling at me the rest of the trip if she would have got picked in one of the... So, was that it for the news, my friend?
Yeah, that's all I have, unless you have something.
Nah, that's about it. We're going to head off. We're going to have a little fun here for the last few minutes of the show.
Okay.
We're going to do our three favorite attractions, but three attractions that you think, if you had it tomorrow... Somebody told you how to go work at the parks, and it had to be an attraction because everybody knows that Dennis and mine, our favorite two jobs would be. Mine would be Gilligan on one of the friendship boats, roaming back and forth from the Swan and Dolphin in the Boardwalk and the Yacht and Beach Club to the studios in Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis would be Ralph Cramden, the bus driver.
Oh, yeah, that would be my dream job. I'd love, someday I may do that, be one of those bus drivers. That would be awesome.
Yep, and I might be driving the boat. We might be meeting for lunch.
There you go.
But that would be our dreams as far as the jobs. If tomorrow somebody said you guys could pick anything you want, and of course we'd want to be president. Come on.
Right.
I would love to run Riverside, but that just ain't happening.
Right, right.
You know, maybe I could run a maintenance crew. That's as close as I'll get at Riverside, but that's not out of the realm of possibilities.
You never know.
But, this is just plain attraction. What attraction do you see yourself if you had to run it for the day? Pick three, Dan. We'll go our three that we would love to do. And I'll let you go first.
All right. Well, the three I picked, and again, I went back and forth only because I weather played a factor in it.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah. But then I said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about the weather because, you know, then I started thinking, well, I got to have an air-conditioned place, but a lot of them were more boring than the others, so I
that's what, you went on the same line of thinking
right.
that I have going on
right.
here, my partner.
So I kind of just, I kind of took weather out of the equation and just figured.
And do one at a time.
How would I?
And then I'll do one.
We'll go back and forth? Okay.
Yeah, it's like we normally do on this bar banter show.
Yeah, so my first one is going to be the Jungle Cruise. I've always got a kick out of the skippers and... like I said, now I know it'd be hot as heck out there, and you know, in reality, it may not be a very pleasant job after a while. But you know, just kind of playing with the guest and doing the spiel, and I'm sure after you do it a good 40, 50 times, you get pretty good at it. And I think that would be good in that it would make the day go by. You're not just sitting at an attraction like one of my other picks that I'll talk about later is. I like the attraction and I like the fact that it's in a nice, cool, air-conditioned building, but it'd be a lot more boring. So I picked the Jungle Cruise because of the interaction with the guests that you have on a regular basis.
Oh, Dan, that is one of mine.
Oh, God, here we go again.
It's funny how we just give each other the outline and we don't talk about it at all, and we end up with a lot of the brains. You can see what level our brains are on.
Right.
But absolutely, I think it would change every time. I think it would be fun. I know that they try to get them more scripted as of late. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they don't really like the cast members ad-libbing, and that kind of stinks because it takes the personality out of the skippers. Because what basically what happens is inevitably somebody takes it a little too far and says something
Yeah.
that's a little on the edge, and then they complain to the management and blah 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 blah, and it ends up saying you will stick to the script or you will be terminated. So you're right, Doug. As of late, they really, really, really same joke, same delivery, same everything, and it kind of comes and goes. It'll loosen up after a while, and people will be able to ad lib. But some of the best, skippers that I've had on there did ad lib, and they, used the script as an outline, but they really threw in some different jokes, and I always liked that.
Absolutely. I mean, I would be ad-libbing because I couldn't help myself. I'd be fired after a week, but I'd have fun doing it. But no, I would enjoy that. I would enjoy the joking around the don't get fed to the alligator, and just stuff like that. And like you said, it would ever be changing. It would be. I'm sure they have fans. There's cool areas. Have you ever like totally sweated on the Jungle Cruise though?
No, because you're right. In the queue area, they have them, like the ceiling fans and stuff. But, on the boats, I think that you're at least moving a little bit, so that generates a little bit of a breeze. And, there are areas where you go in and you're out of the sun, so, and the vegetation is all pretty well overgrown there. So you're right. I mean, I don't think it'd be as unbearable as some other attractions I could think of, but, I could suffer through it, I think.
Well, Vince, we both picked the same one, but Jungle Cruise is perfect, Dan. I could both. Hey, we could work together, buddy.
Right. Hey.
Skipper Doug and Skipper
There
Dan.
you go. There you go.
Well, we both had the same one. What's your second one?
So this is the other side of the street, if you will. Soaring is one of my favorite attractions, and although I think it'd be kind of boring, this one I chose because it's a favorite attraction of mine, and the fact that down there in hot, hot Florida, you're going to be definitely in an air-conditioned building. So I chose Soaring for my second pick, and I'd want to be down at the loading area where I could hear the what
The
is
music all day.
yeah the music and getting people in the queue lines and putting people over to the side if they want to get in row one and all that good stuff. I mean, not too exciting a role, but one that I think I would not mind doing.
I thought about that. I thought it would get a little mundane watching the movie all the time,
Right.
but I would be the guy in charge of take your shoes off. You got flip-flops, remove them now. They'd be calling me General Doug of the flip-flop.
Right,
I mean,
right.
because everybody fights not to take them off, and everybody thinks that they're telling you to take them off because they don't want them falling and hitting somebody.
Right.
You know why they're telling you to take them off?
No idea.
If you go up next time, look down. There's a big pit below where the screen is. There's no way for them to get the stuff out.
Right.
They don't want your shoes falling down in that pit, and they can't get them back for you. Now they got to deal with you complaining that you don't have nothing to walk on the rest of the day at the park.
See, it's funny.
It is,
Oh, go ahead.
yeah, it isn't like it can fall directly down on the floor.
Right.
There's that area where you get lifted up. There's a couple of them that actually hang over a hole in the ground there. That's where all the projector and all is. They don't want your shoes falling down in there during the movie.
Right. But as you know, nobody listens to that, and they all wear their flip-flops.
Yeah, well, I made my sister-in-law take them off in Alaska.
Oh,
She wasn't happy about it, but she had them on the floor, let me tell you.
That's funny.
Because I was crying like a big, big baby. Take it off. No, I'm not. Take them off. Then the lady finally came back, and the girl comes up and goes, "You got to remove them." I was smiling. I was the happiest as
Right,
I could
right.
be. Because I'm telling her before the cast member comes, because I have to know everything when I'm at the
Right,
park.
right.
like I know you do too. When you're the guided tour mate.
Oh yeah.
And I'm saying you're gonna have to remove them. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. And then the girl comes over. You need to remove them. And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Confirmation. Like right.
Yeah, I hit the final shot to win the game. I was all happy.
So what did you have for your number two?
My number two is Kilimanjaro Safari.
That's
I think that would be awesome to drive that. Every day, every trip, you have a different crew of people. Every trip, the animals will do something different. I know the cars have air conditioning in the front, so I'm chilling. I get to listen to Harambe radio all day long. What's better than Harambe radio?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, that's a great one. I mean, that would be, you know, I think it'd be cool to drive one of those. And like you said, your views are always changing and, you know, different animals are out and then they cross over the road and you may have to stop and let them pass. And, yeah, I think that would be a little more, not interactive as Jungle Cruise, but certainly you got to be on your toes. And they have quite an elaborate spiel, too, that they do. Yeah, you'll notice your safari driver there. I mean, again, some of them men and women will ad-lib, and those that have been there for quite a while can add more to the than just the basic script. But even if you have somebody that's new, they have, memory is a big thing. Yeah, you really got to know what you're talking about of each of the animals and how much they weigh and what they eat and the different trees and, you know, all the stuff we've heard thousands of times when...
Different grasses, yeah. Shrubs. But it's educational, but also you get to meet... You kind of get to interact with the guests even more, because how many times have you set up close by the cast member, the driver,
yeah.
And he or she just talked back and forth with you, your kids. Like, my father, I remember, was on with the wheelchair. We got him on and locked in, so he was all the way up front, because that's when his back went out.
Right.
And it was nice. The cast member was sitting there talking to him back and forth, asking where we're from, how long you've been down for, you've been enjoying the weather. It's just like, it's one of the jobs you do get to interact, because a lot of times once you get in the car, how many times you got to sit there at least 5 or 10 minutes before you go off on your trip?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sometimes. And especially with that particular car, if you have the where they have the people that need assistance or have scooters or whatever, that tends to be obviously slower because it's slower to load, and sometimes they wait for a couple more people to come and have a full vehicle before they leave. So yeah, there's a chit chat back and forth, and and they can click that mic on and off, so they'll go into their spiel, then cut it off and have a more intimate conversation with somebody sitting in the seat right behind him or her. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's also another ride where you're constantly, the weather can change the effect of the animal movement. Yeah, what's going on out there? Imagine you're out in the middle of that and a storm comes up. There'd be a lot of neat things that could happen that could change that
feeling
ride.
For the ride, that's
so
for
it
sure.
Wouldn't be the same
I wonder,
day every
I
day
mean, if there's
that.
Lightning, I don't know. I've never...
They shut it down.
Yeah, yeah, and they know when the storms are coming in. They're monitoring the weather, so I bet you it's pretty rare that they get stuck in between. Usually, or I'm guessing, when they know there's thunder and lightning coming, they might say, okay, next time around, all the vehicles are coming in, and they're not going back out till it passes. So, you know, unless a real freaky thing happens that didn't get picked up on radar or something, you know, you probably never get the experience of being out there in real bad weather.
It's also another cool ride, too, returning the trucks and driving through the back area and all. I would love to see the different – there has to be different trails. You know what I'm saying? The return stuff and go out to the other animals. And I'm sure there'd be a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff you'd get to enjoy on that ride.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Just like with the trains, I'm sure they have a whole building or – some sort of maintenance
roundhouse.
Bay or whatever. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that would be cool. I actually had a buddy that that I knew in the Disney community. He was a one of the safari drivers, and he only did it for like 6 months. He actually went. He was a singer, and he wanted to get into doing more stuff like that. And he ended up doing a what's that singing group at the American Adventure?
The Voice of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't one of the core people, but over the holidays, they expand the, you know, there's more singers when they do the holiday package. So he actually got on that for a little bit of time, and I don't know what he's doing now. I've kind of lost touch with him. But, but anyways, he really enjoyed doing the Animal Kingdom Safari Driver. He said that was obviously the coolest job he ever had, and he really enjoyed it.
I would love to, man. I mean, all these are pretty much equal. I'd love to do any of the three. I mean, Jungle Cruise would be my third. The next one that I'm going to give you, and Kilimanjaro would be like 1 and 1A for me.
Right, right.
So what's your next one?
My next and last one is going to be, excuse me, one of my favorite attractions. I'd like to be a loader, I guess, at the TTA, the People Mover. Again, this one, at least you're undercover. You're not right out of the sun. And I don't know, just that would help me with my my workout and losing a few pounds kind of walking on that,
rotating.
Yeah, exactly. That would be, I think that would be good, you know, moderate exercise. And I think it's just a cool attraction. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that, being a guest loader on the TTA.
Well, that would be awesome. I think it would be cool, too. You could hop on and take your lunch every day and get your TTA fix in.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But the other good thing about that ride is I don't think that would be as stressful as a lot of the other rides, because it's for the most part during the year, it's pretty much walk right on. If the door slides open, you're ahead of the game.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? There's really not much. There's not really. How many times have you been there where it's been like overcrowded where you couldn't get on?
Very rarely. Very rarely.
So I don't think you'd have as many angry guests getting on and off that ride, like
right.
complaining of the wait. And it is just the music all the time in that area would make me happy.
Yeah, and you're elevated there, and you kind of got a view of, you know, the rest of Tomorrowland up there. And I mean, the biggest role I see those cast members play is they're forever pulling out cameras and phones and bags and different things out of the vehicles because
people
inevitably people forget stuff. So that's one of the biggest things, that they're always, pulling stuff out of those vehicles and bringing them to the lost and found or wherever they put them, so that when guests come back, they can get their stuff back.
Yeah, a little absent-minded.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
You get so, well, when you're on that ride, you get so relaxed. You get into that zen
yep.
mode.
Yep.
You
yep.
know what I mean? It's like, you put your, yeah. especially with me and Brent, because it's usually only the two of us, and you put your feet up, you kick back,
yep.
I put my arm around my pretty girl, and I'm in heaven. Even
yeah.
though we got to face forward, I can't face backward. I'll get motion sick on that.
Oh, boy.
I have to see where I'm going at all times, man.
Right,
as long as I
right.
can see, I'm fine. But if I'm driving, Dan, and I'm in the passenger seat, and say we went to grab lunch, and you asked me to grab your soda out of the bag, and I look down, I'll get motion sick.
Well, some people are like that. It doesn't take much to knock their equilibrium off, and then they get sick.
No, and it's weird because I balance on beams, framing houses. I walk on stilts every day, but I bend over to grab some. I come up, I'm dizzy as could be if I can't see where I'm in a car. If it's moving, and I can't see.
Wow.
And the sad part is my wife is the same way. So we're driving to Disney. She can't even watch anything. Like, it would be great to have the laptop and use my, you know, phone
right.
as a hotspot, and she could just watch a movie or something. It would be heaven.
Yeah, and you could listen to it even if you can't see it. If it's one you've seen 1,000 times or whatever, you could at least enjoy listening to it, right?
Yep. Thank God for podcast.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I bet you can guess what my number one will be.
No, I really –
Come on, Dad.
Oh,
we've been friends forever.
You're going to be a conductor
there
on the,
you go, buddy.
On the railroad.
The choo-choo? Come on.
Yep.
Welcome to the Walt Disney World Railroad. Come on. It was my
yep.
number one draft pick.
Yeah.
But I think that would be awesome, too. Every day the weather changes. It's a different – you get at least a view around the park. You get to see the outside. I don't know if I could be an inside person all day.
Right, right, right.
Because I've always
yeah.
been an outside person doing what I do.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that is definitely a coveted role at the parks, and at least most of the people I've seen there tend to be, you know, older, and obviously you need to be experienced in running a real, you know, steam engine and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's not just something you do the college program and request to be a train conductor. I mean, that's something that I would think you need to bring them credentials with you from having worked in the railroad industry somewhere before getting to Disney World, I would think. But
yeah, I could probably be the conductor, let you on the train, but I wouldn't be the engineer who drives it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It would be like, I could greet you. I could be the gentleman that lets you on and off the train and ride.
Yeah,
you know how you hop on right when
yep.
the train takes off? That
yep.
would be... Well, Hello, dog, you here again? You're working on your days off. But
yeah.
Only thing I don't want to hear is I would have to put a petition in when it says when you go buy Pirates, enjoy Johnny Depp and the Pirates of the Caribbean. I would have to get that off the tape.
Yeah, they've changed that spiel quite a bit over the years. And I think, that was the monorail. And I think they even did it on the train when Stitch was hot there for a couple of years. They threw his voice in there and he was dropping in some comments, which I didn't particularly care for. But, that's a good pick, an awesome pick.
Yeah, I would enjoy riding around the park every day, looking at the different sights and sounds. And every day is a different day when you're outside. I think a lot of times inside, if you're staring at the same thing all the time, because I thought about the usuals. I thought about Spaceship Earth and, Soarin' myself. The other one I thought about is also Haunted Mansion. But I think that would be great with me dressing up in scary outfits. I'm not a Halloween guy.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't choose that, too. It would be too much of a pain to get ready for work. And,
God bless the ones that do it. They do an awesome job. But I just couldn't be standing there in makeup staring at somebody all day.
Right, right. Yeah, I quickly got off of that one as well. And, but there's, I'm sure there's probably a dozen more that I didn't even think of that would be equally as good as the ones I chose or even better. But it was a fun exercise, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I thought about the Mexican Pavilion. How easy would that ride be? The little boat ride around the... Because that ride is always, like I said with the TTA, it's never like super crowded. It's relaxing. You're in the air condition.
Right.
But I thought about a bunch of the different things. Spaceship Earth would be fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Because I love the music and all.
Yeah, almost all of them would be fun. And it's just like anything else. I would imagine, after 2-3 weeks being, if you were doing, 30, 40 hours a week or whatever, you probably wouldn't even notice the music after a while. It would just blend in with the background, It just, you'd probably burn out on it or you just wouldn't even acknowledge it, one of the two.
The other one I thought about is Test Track, but I'll tell you what. Test Track, it's pretty hectic there, don't it, at the loading area?
It does. And even that guy that has you recheck your seatbelts when you're going up the little hill there before you start, that's pretty intense, too, because, as you know, they're looking on a monitor and they can tell if your seatbelt's not clicked in and they'll come right at you. I don't know if you've ever had an experience where your belt wasn't in when you got to that point, and they pretty well freak out on you when that happens.
Yeah, I haven't had that happen yet, but because usually I'm again. See, I'm the cop on every ride. I'm telling everybody, strangers, your belt ain't on. That's the guy I am. I don't miss. I am the most observant freak you've ever seen, Dan, and I pick up on everything. I think it's because of doing what I do.
Yeah.
I'm so worried about something going wrong on the construction site or something like that. Like, guy will set up his chop box and, dude, your leg ain't locked on your horse. Or, it's just I don't know how people go through with that stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll see a guy set his horse up. He has his bench on. His bench is all done, but the lock ain't on. So now you'll see the little arm halfway up. I'm waiting for the saw to fall over as he's cutting.
Oh, boy.
Just those things. Like, I'll be walking by, and I pick up on all that stuff. So I'm told I can't even count how many people to make sure their belt's locked. You'd want to smack me on the ride.
That's funny.
You'd be like, Doug, shut up. Well, that's going to be it for this week, guys. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, this was a good show.
And I appreciate, again, all your you guys going over to iTunes and reviewing us. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to go over and vote for the draft. We're having a lot of fun with that. Let us know what you guys think should be next. Let me know what you want in Frontier, the Great Frontier, or Conway Kingdom. What do you think?
Yeah, we'd love to hear some feedback. And like I said, we're at the halfway point, so we're really going to get into some attractions you may not have heard about in a long time or may not even be aware of. Who knows? Restaurants, shows, attractions, everything. We're going to be really digging into the, a lot of
the abstract stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be fun.
And don't forget even the Land of Bob. Bob's doing an awesome job, but he hasn't come up with a name yet. And he's the one who told us he wants a name. Guys, I need a name, and I need a name now.
Right, right. I guarantee you he'll have one by the next time we record. Okay. So we'll be looking forward to that.
Okay, guys, we really appreciate it. We will talk to you guys real soon. Have a great week, and see you later. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.